Whatever works. I usually do my...
Dangerous Minds of Wrestling presents... Dangerous Minds Radio. With your host, Godric Mandevil. Featuring Bubs Anarchist Hellcat, Bacon Bale, and Dinklage the Imp.
Got a show in store for you tonight, especially if the guest call-in that is supposed to be calling in actually does indeed call in. But more on that later on tonight. Without further ado, I want to bring in none other than the boobalicious Bubsy Anarchist Hellcat.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me. But I can't help it that I'm popular.
It must be Valentine's Day. Come early.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that could change. You are Godric, you know.
This is true, my dear. Anyway, glad to have you here with us.
Yeah. Likely story.
Now, without further...
Just happy because you didn't have to tie me down to the chair tonight.
True story. We didn't have to tie you down. You said you'd stay on until we actually find... a female co-host that will improve DMW Radio rather than take away from it.
Yes.
And I thank you for that.
I accept cash or credit cards. I mean, I'll use credit cards.
I'll pay you under the table.
Well, that's because you can't reach over the table. Anyway.
Anyways, without further ado, I want to bring in the dumpster diving Vacant Veil.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what it is.
Dumpster diving, dumpster diving, dumpster diving, dumpster diving.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know what it is.
Dumpster diving, dumpster diving, dumpster diving.
Let's go. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what it is. Every time I dive, I do it big. Yeah. Uh-huh. Screaming that song. 20 dumpsters in a day, man.
That's nuts.
All over town, you gon' see me in the everything.
Dumpster diving, dumpster diving, dumpster diving, dumpster diving.
Hopping off in that bitch just to see where they just threw away.
Dumpster diving, dumpster diving, dumpster diving, dumpster diving. Dumpster diving.
How's it hanging, goddamn Habitat at Day, big fucking Casses?
Somebody give
a little to the right. How about with you there, Dumpster El Rey or Raid Dumpster, whatever the hell you're going by right
my
now.
My tag into my knee.
Dumpster.
El Rey to Dumpster, yes. Although that
my
that
tag
really,
into my knee, I had to put it in a box.
It's beginning to sound like you're saying, I'll raid the dumpster. Which, I like that. It runs together smoothly. Anyways, without further ado, I'm going to bring in the other sexy midget on this show. He is none other than Dinklage, the love imp.
One of me, because God knows there ain't room in this planet for two of me. That's right.
And if there were two of you, the world would be in a lot of trouble.
That's it, man.
I concur.
How are you doing this evening there, Dinklage?
Doing good, doing good. Feeling wonderful, let me tell you. Got the world on a string. Everything's going my way for a change.
I don't know about that.
The world could handle that much concentrated sexy machismo.
Concentrated machismo. That's me. 3'6" of concentrated machismo. Absolutely.
And I'm just 3'6" of I'm going to kick your ass. I mean, that's exactly what I've been doing in your company there, Dinklage.
Yeah, you have, man. Holy shit. Let's see. You won the promo tournament, the nameplate tournament. What else?
The 100 Wrestler Buck Tournament.
The 100 Wrestler Buck Tournament, yep.
I'm on a roll in those tournaments.
Yeah, you are
company.
Definitely tearing it up in the loony bin, let me tell you. Well, that was the thing. There was a bunch of free stuff in January, and now the tournaments are ending, and damn it, Godric is freaking pulling the major portion of the prizes.
Well, I got to say, I've been on a good roll there. I just wish I could keep that roll in DMW. I haven't been able to do that. I mean, I had the Hall of Fame championship.
Realize in his contract at Looney Bin, any awards, any winnings that he gets automatically goes to me.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
well,
the...
I guess there's your answer there, Dinklage.
The Bub Shift Clause. So
yeah, I guess that means the nameplates for Bubsy.
Everything goes to Bubs, absolutely.
Everything goes to Bubs. I want promos. I want the wrestle bucks. Everything.
Hey, Godric, we have a couple of people waiting to call in here. One of them is a family member.
I'm going to assume that's my pops.
Yeah,
well,
I we just don't have a we don't have an entry theme for him, do we?
Well, wait a minute. I had some rant, and you said I could do it.
Oh! I didn't know. All right.
All right, Dink, just for that, crawl up on my knee because you're gonna get spanked.
Oh, I was.
You lucky bastard.
We'll bring Joey on after the rant. Okay, how's that?
That's a good idea.
Now
usually I've got a rant, but tonight I'm passing it on to none other than Bubs.
Well, I do have a prenup with Icon, and it's not a prenup with Godric. It's something I scribbled in his contract in crayon in the loony bin. I mean, because, you know, we're not allowed real pens over there. You know, we're only allowed those big, fat crayons, you know, like kindergartners use. Anyway, my rant tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it borders on a bit of OC, but there will be no names because that's not the kind of person that I am. But when somebody tells you personally, out of character, to back the fuck off, that means in game two. Don't sit there and try to be there at every motherfucking turn because they told you to back the fuck off. That means back the fuck off. That means don't send them OCs. That means don't turn around every time they turn around and be right behind them because it's creepy. Very, very fucking creepy. I mean, Godric's not even that creepy, and Godric's been chasing after me for months.
Months? I thought it was years.
Okay, years. That's shut up, you little rug rat. Anyway, I mean, when you're told OC to leave somebody alone, that means leave them alone in the game, too. Just stop it. Just leave them alone. That is my version of my rant tonight. I feel a little bit better. We may continue. Bring me my porn star.
Oh, okay.
The boss lady is broken.
That would be Godric's pop.
Yes, and here he is, mean Joey Green.
What?
Hello, Joey.
Hey,
hello.
Buck.
How's your goddamn nose?
Great. Fucking Valvon. Go fucking figure.
Well,
no wonder why
I
smell shit.
Come here, honey.
This
oh,
10 months, it looks
hey,
like
buddy.
Michael Jackson now.
Did you see I'm like MJ? Girl, no. I do not look like MJ. I'm 10 times hotter. Let's get that straight, bitch. No MJ here.
Pops, I gotta stop you right there. Anybody 10 times hotter than MJ is only just as hot as Vacant Veil over there. So saying you're 10 times hotter than MJ is just insulting yourself.
That is true.
I mean, you got to remember, he went from being a poor black man to being a rich, white, ugly woman.
Vacant Veil did.
Yeah, Vacant Veil did.
Vacant Veil did?
Yes.
The hell? I saw him in a bikini earlier today. I'm not sure.
Of hours.
I'm sure that I didn't know he was black to begin with.
That bikini thing,
well,
that's his name.
He did win 500 wrestler bucks in RAWF. So it might just be possible.
Oh, boy.
And I did see him in that bikini. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The shit
you can't unsee, you know? I need eyewash.
Who's out there punning my little drifty around? You leave my little cookies and milk buddy alone. There will be no punting of drifty. Not in this radio show. I will shoot you.
Ooh, you getting bucked pissed.
Heck, we'll go with no punting of any midgets on this show, period. Because two of us just so happen to be the co-host.
Exactly. No punting drifty.
And
no,
if I want to get up and just punt fucking Veil over there, because I feel like punting that son of a bitch.
You might hurt your foot punting him. He's kind of a big boy.
Hmm.
I won't hurt my foot. I'm going to break it over his fucking head for breaking my poor nose.
You said we had a couple of callers.
Yeah,
though.
We were fucking tired.
Yes, we certainly do.
Who else we got in there?
Well, we have a lovely lady and a lovely gentleman and Felicia.
Did you just
we
say
have a lovely lady and Felicia, both.
A lovely lady and Felicia?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, Felicia's not important, so let's bring the lovely lady in.
Okay, let's... this is the one I hope there's...
You want to get high?
Yeah.
I spoke to joints at night. I spoke to joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I spoke to joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I spoke to joints before I spoke to joints, and then I smoked two more.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Hey, it's Auntie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Oh, this big-ass joint in my hand says I'm doing pretty fucking good.
Glad to hear it, dear.
Yeah, sneak up a bit there, Tank Girl. There you go.
Sorry. What's shaking?
There you go.
What are we up to? What are we up to besides giving people shit like Bubs?
Well, we're apparently running rumors and, you know, all that other shit around because nobody seems to be able to shut their goddamn mouth about shit. Now it's my turn to rant. You see, I let y'all believe that Bubs was the only one that was going to rant tonight. I got a rant of my own, and that is, if somebody tells you something and it's supposed to stay between you and them, let it stay between you and them, because the second it goes beyond you and them is the second people begin to speculate that it was fucking you that said shit.
Okay.
And if it's you that said shit, they ain't going to say shit to you no more.
Nope.
That's right.
Oh,
yep,
my Reese's Pieces back. Oh, sorry.
What?
Did I say that loud?
You want your feces
yeah.
back?
Oh, my Reese's Pieces bag won't open.
Where's Judgment with his monkey? His monkey needs to throw your feces back.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's got a microphone in the wind?
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, who's in the wind?
Somebody's in the wind out there.
Maybe it was Vale making wind.
Probably. That smelly, smelly bitch.
I've got to get the fucking snow of the home dwellers away.
See, I knew it.
Smell like fucking crap.
Oh, God.
I heard you said Felicia's around. Are you talking about the caller that was supposed to call in? Or are you talking about a different Felicia?
A different Felicia.
Wow.
Mike
Zodiac, I'm disappointed that you haven't called in yet. So if you're around, get your ass on the phone.
Do you want me to bring in our at this moment, final?
How many Felicias are there? I mean, I only need one Felicia. I was like, several Felicias.
Yes, bring in the other Felicia.
Okay.
Nightmare Child.
Hey, Felicia, how you doing?
Hey, how the fuck you doing?
Not bad, man, not bad.
Put your mouth on. I'll wash it out with soap tonight.
You've been told.
How can I wash my mouth? I can't even physically turn my eyes to look at it.
I guess you better get a fucking mirror and watch it. Don't you cut. I will fucking put your mouth on with fucking soap. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, don't you fucking cuss, eh? Don't be fucking cussing. So fucking wash your fucking mouth out with fucking soap. Don't be fucking cussing.
But I love to fucking cuss.
Don't you talk back to my bubbles. I will smack you up. Do not talk back to my bubbles.
Get him, Joey.
Anywho, what's up, people?
I need the
Well, other than the fact that the Felicia I was counting on hasn't called in yet, I mean, Mike Zodiac decided to contact my co-host. He couldn't even fucking come to me. he decided he needed to contact my co-host to see if he could call into my show.
Which is really funny because he contacted me and I told him to go ask Godric.
Yeah, and
he said hey to me,
and that was all he said. Yeah, exactly. He went to Bob's. Like, really, man?
Maybe he's scared.
And Bubs is sending, or no, it's Dinklage is sending hugs to guest 3703.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta hug our guests.
Well, then you missed guest 3704.
Oh,
who
well,
is guest 3704?
I don't know, but great big hugs to guest 3704.
I'm going to message guest 3704 and see who it is.
Hello, 3704.
Like prison numbers.
Yeah. There we go. Godric is going to hug 3704.
Yep. I don't care who the fuck you are, but you're going to get midget hugs.
Midget hugs.
I'm
going to
see who it is.
For our hiding guests.
So, I noticed that we do have our fighting champion in the chat. He came in. I was getting worried that we may have to do a show without our fighting champion, but good thing. Mikey is a man of his word, and again, he is here. I hope he's actually able to call in this week, because he promised us.
I saw that.
I'm hoping that Mikey can actually cut his promo that he was going to cut last week, but he ended up cutting in chat. I'd love to hear Mikey actually call in and speak his promo. Anyways, because we've got his other half on. And I don't want to make him feel jealous because, I mean, I'm getting really close to Tanky over here. Let's bring in Jake from State Farm.
Okay. Here he is. Jake from State Farm.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
What are you wearing, Jake? Wait, what are you wearing?
Me? What I'm wearing?
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Khaki.
He sounds hideous.
Hey, judges.
How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
So I couldn't help but notice you kicked my ass in a tournament for a title, and then since then you have not been able to beat me since. You weren't able to beat me before that match. You weren't able to beat me after that match. How the fuck did you pull it off in the match?
Because I'll tell you something. Because when it's gold on the line, I'm going to win.
Really? When the title's on the line, you're going to win?
Really?
I might just have to put that to the test. If nobody else is worth stepping up for that radio championship, this guy over here that actually beat me with the title on the line might just end up getting a title shot tonight live on air.
Wow.
Put it this way. Tanky's been having me down the dungeon, and she's been stretching me, and not in a good way either. And I'm coming back, and I'm ready. This is my time. This is going to be my year.
It's going to be your year.
My year.
I'd like to see you prove that, you know? I mean, you've been a mediocre wrestler at best up until now, and then all of a sudden you beat me, then you go on to beat Vacant Veil.
And, you know, and here lately, I've hardly ever beat my other half. But here now, I beat her three times in a row.
That's some impressive shit, bud. Keep up the hot streak.
Well, you know, Godric, the simple fact is, it's time for me to step up and prove what I can do. The other night, I show you that I can do it.
Yeah, just keep it up. That is the trick now. You just need to keep it up.
It's time for me to shut up all these naysayers that's walking behind my back saying, Bad will never make it. He'll never make it to the top. He's not good enough. Well, you know, it's my time. Prove me wrong.
Well, I hope that you can prove us wrong, because I'll be honest, I was one of those naysayers because you couldn't beat me for the life of you. And then you turned up the nitro or something.
Yeah, he stole your horseshoes.
I want to say good evening to Pun. I see that he tuned in, and so did John Taylor and Drifty. And speaking of the chat, I'm just going to shut up now, and I'm going to turn the chat reading over to the lady that likes doing the chat reading. Thank you. Take us away.
Well, what an introduction. Great. Welcome to DMW Radio, folks. You all know who's on air. I'm not repeating it.
Wait a minute. You got to introduce her right.
Well, go for it, Bubsy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the smut pot. I almost said smut poking. Hot smoking. Comic book superhero herself. Kanky bitch. Do your job.
See how wonderful
that came up? That was wonderful.
See, she calls me bitch, and I do my job. It's all good.
Smut smoking.
I smoke smut.
poke that smut.
Anyway.
Put that in your pope and smike it.
Speaking of smut, let's see who's in the chat. We got Diamond Diva Dam. I'm not being mean to you, woman. I really not. Didn't mean to call you like a porno smut hole or anything. You're still a diamond. You're still a diva. I love you bunches. We also have Drifty the Shrunken Clown, who I hope has lots of cookies and milk. We also have Vale farting away in the studio. I'm not impressed. It really stinks in here. With G and and the rest of your name fucks me up, so I'm not saying it. That was fuck it up. And we have Gord Sin. What's up, Gordo? Guest number 3703. They told me I'm supposed to hug you, but I'm kicking you. There's my son, Jonathan, the graphic tailor. It's Judgment! Why aren't you on air, fucker? Got Killer Neptune. We got Paragon of Grapeness. Pun, why aren't you on air? And Beast 666. Smoke them if you got them.
Well, we've also got a Mikey Irish, a Ms. Tazzy, a Crushing Kelly.
What the hell did I do there?
And me.
Jake Bagwell, a Joey.
The hell did I do there? Sorry, Kelly.
I get forget.
He's just stoned the entire list.
No. Oh, do you want me to fuck off? Well, everybody knows who's on air. Baggy, you know you're on air, so you don't need to hear your name.
I like it when you say my name.
Baggy. There you go. Are you happy now?
Like I said, it's a pot smoke. It clouded your vision.
Yeah.
Smart poking. Yep.
Well, I can't. I was going to say I was glad to see you tuned in.
But thank you. But thank. I like when you say my name.
Never mind.
Gord Sin, I think this is the first time I've actually seen you in our chat, so I want to thank you for actually tuning in today. And he's gone. And he's back. Well, all right, Gord.
Okay.
You're trying to confuse me, I understand.
My favorite numpty. Gord is my favorite numpty.
And what makes him your favorite numpty?
Because he's my favorite numpty. Don't ask questions!
Well, on to DMW news. I'm going to inform you all that the person that had stepped up to do the Divas show, Are You Ready, has stepped down. She's no longer doing the Divas show. She's sticking on as my co-host for the Devil's Playground until after this February's pay-per-view, which is on the 20th and 21st of the month. At which point, Pun will be taking over the Devil's Playground, and I get promoted to the Sunday Super Show. And Are You Ready? We'll be coming back to the Sunday Super Show as my guest host there, my co-host, I should say. Also, coming back to the Divas Show, we have Miss Utiker, who has decided that she will graciously step back up into her old post, and I look forward to seeing her amazing work. Because she does some lovely art. I don't know if anybody's seen it. If you haven't, you should look it up. The owner, Eric Jones, has a special title coming up. I'm not going to go into too much detail tonight. You see, the details will come on a later show. Anybody got any commentary on any of that, their Dinklage or Tanks?
Nope.
He may have accidentally went a little OC with that name.
Which one?
What name?
What name?
Shit, I don't know what you're talking
EJ?
About.
EJ? The EJ name, the Eric Jones?
You talking about Eric Jones? Mr. E2J? Eric Jones in the game?
I don't see
it. There is no out of character there, Bubsy. So I do not know
hey,
what
sorry,
you're speaking
sorry,
about.
Sorry. I got lost.
All good, Jerry.
Guess what, trampoline gourd? Hush up. Bouncy.
Bubsy's bouncing. Well, that would explain why I got a little bit kerfluffled there for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you. I got whiplash.
So, I couldn't help but notice John Taylor said he wanted a match tonight. What's that?
My valet wants to beat the fuck out of me and Joey Green in a lingerie match.
In a lingerie
match? Lingerie pillow fight.
Well, I think we have our opening match then. We'll have Diamond Diva, as long as she is in the MW. I cannot remember if she is or not.
Either.
And she will take on Mean Joey Green in a lingerie match.
Ooh, do I get all
right.
Naked?
Oh, really? You
I don't wear lingerie, so I'm going to come naked. So y'all can just kick my ass.
Lingerie pillow, please.
I don't wear lingerie. I'm too hot for that shit. I don't wear anything. I'll come naked. And she can kick my ass.
She might enjoy that, though.
That's okay. Everyone enjoys my ass.
I'm just trying to find...
Hold on.
So
she's not in the company.
Well, she can join. Okay, I'm good with this. I like getting new members, and anybody else not in wrestling, please consider following her in.
She should come over and come see me naked. And that was my beater with a pillow. And make the bitch go to sleep.
What the hell are you going by right now, Diamond Diva?
Isn't she the Princess Diamond Diva, I think? I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
I think it's the Princess.
Because I type in Diamond Diva, and you're not coming up. And Paragon, as for your redemption match, I will be giving you a match. In fact, that was what I was beginning to lead up to with John Taylor. So you will be getting a match later on tonight.
Princess
it just
Diva.
Won't be the first match
Princess
of the night.
Diva, one word.
Princess Diva, one word. Thank you, Vale.
Oh, her name is Shaker Braddy Princess Diva. That's her name.
Shakers.
Yeah, Shakers Braddy Princess Diva. That's her name.
Okay.
I thought it was Princess Diamond Diva. That's what I thought it was, but I guess it's something completely different now.
It changes at least once every 2 weeks. She gets bored.
I'm seeing that now. She changed her name more than freaking... Never mind.
There we go. You have an invite in your inbox there, dear. That's right. I have went and put something in your box.
Oh, my goodness.
Just don't tell Shaker.
Oh, damn.
So, we will end up seeing.
Well, then
me
I
and Joey
go
Green.
Dressed for this match.
You better go get dressed for this match because if you don't get dressed for this match, I've got a strange feeling you're going to get your butt handed to you, Pops.
Mm-mm.
Wait, do you think she's going to stick her finger in my butt? I hope
might.
Not.
Oh.
I hope the hell not. Okay. What will I wear tonight? Nothing. That's what I'm going to wear. Absolutely nothing. I'm taking everything off.
All the better for her to stick her finger in your butt?
She could try.
Bring the lube.
Check your oil.
Where's the matchstick?
Check your oil.
It's a coming. Hold your panties up there, Bubs.
Do you want her to check your oil? It has, no, that is not an enema. A check your oil is something that Andre the Giant used to do. If you go look up, Hulk Hogan talked about getting his oil checked, you'll understand.
And there is our lingerie pillow.
Do I even want to know?
That's funny. There's the match. Is it hardcore?
Well, yeah, it's a pillow fight, so it should be hardcore. I mean, they're using weapons, after all.
Hold on, Joey. I'm coming down because you know I have to. Damn
you, Diva. Will you match your panties with your fucking nightie? Come on. Inside joke.
What's that? Drifty wants to give Diva a wet willy? I can't say I blame it.
Well, we do have another caller.
And who might that be?
That would be the Punisher Pun. Shall I bring him on?
You shall bring on our greatest commentator.
Okay, I don't really have a theme song for him, so I'm going to use this. How you doing, Pun?
Not too bad, man. I'll have an intro soon. Just give me a few days.
Okay, well that's why you got the embarrassing kazoo intro.
Dear Lord.
I should just use that as a generic intro for everybody who doesn't have an intro.
Made me laugh. So what the hell are you talking about, Godfrey? Something about commentator?
Yeah, you are our greatest commentator. And we have this really amazing lingerie pillow fight going on right now.
Yeah, where's the link for that one? Oh, right there. Is it in the chat?
It is.
Okay.
Val, get the cat off the stick. Get the cat on the stick out of the ring.
I'm at ringside.
Vacaville points his cat on a stick. Scepter cat ass first in Joey's toes. What's going on ringside right now?
And really Joey boots the ugly cat.
He was over there yawning at Joey, but you know, Joey's got to show himself off. I mean, you know, I went down to ringside with him and just robed or disheveled him like a good person should be to do.
Looks like this match is underway finally. Me, Joey Green drops an elbow down. God, this is moving too fast for me to fucking read. That's what happens when you get me stoned on the radio. So the cluster of moves, and it looks like he misses a tomahawk chop. Yeah, you guys are moving much against that. I have to adjust the stand screen.
Joey Green pulls out the lube from his pillow and squirts Steve in the eye. Never mess with the porn star, bitch. He's looking sharp with those neck scissors. Oh, Diva says, "Ew, Joey, damn it." Bubs is cheering on her porn star.
Throws a hip toss, he throws a body slam. And I couldn't see the last move. You guys started talking.
Bacon Vale signals for his sign holder to toss Diva a trash can lid slyly into the ring.
Don't be a brown flower, responds Joey. Diva puts the trash can lid inside her pillow without anyone noticing. Nobody noticed, but...
She's not as sneaky as she seems to think she is.
Hits him with a close fist punch. Slams me, Joey Green, head first into the turnbuckle.
Hey, don't mess up his face smacking it on the turnbuckle. He's got to make a movie after this. Jeez.
Yeah, it's co-host, the guest star for his next porn.
No. I'm just helping him manage his career here lately.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
You know, I mean, oh!
Let's just set off the turnbuckle again into the trash can lid. A brutal shining wizard.
Oh, and there's Diva trying to smother him with a pillow.
And she tried to smother him with a pillow, but it looks like Joey got away. Call her a bitch.
Oh, Bubs just got Mean Joey Green disqualified.
I will be Tank did first.
Did she now? I must have missed where Tank Girl...
It does not say anywhere that there's no bag of tricks or hardcore allowed, so...
We said it in the actual... on the actual radio.
Now let it go. Let it go. We'll get you in
return. All right, Vale. We'll let it go this time. Don't let it happen again until next time.
Diva has peace to go away. Joey grabs Diva's weenie.
Backhand shot right across Diva's boobs. That had to have hurt because I mean, it's still wiggling.
Oh, Diva's taunting
battle, him. Says Diva. Backhand shot by Joey.
No pizza, kitty.
Fuck your dirty weave, smells like Phil's ass. That's Joey's response.
Well, last I checked, Diva is Vale's new valet.
Joey throws another backhand chop.
Lose a bet.
Me and Joey Green slap the taste out of Diva's mouth with that Tom Hard chop. Hits her with an arm bar. Goes to a side headlock. Oh, I don't be a Vale hater. He's sexier than you, Joey. But he's got me as his valet. Nice. That was Diva's response.
I don't know about Vale being sexier than my pops, but I don't look at my pops that way, so I wouldn't know. I just know I definitely don't look at Vale that way.
Bagwell tosses a chair in the ring. Since it is hardcore.
Yeah, it is hardcore. That would stand to reason. She's got too much lube in her eye.
Too much lube in her eye. Wiggles her double D's there like steel. You can't hurt him, Joey. That was Diva's response.
What? They're solid and cut glass?
Yes,
or break glass, anyway.
Instead of boobs of steel, she has...
Machine gun jumblies?
Instead of buns of steel, she has boobs of steel. Yeah.
Joey Green hit the power driver. Body slam. Throw the brainbuster. Godric and Vale throw Diva fan supports. Diva goes with an armbar, moves quickly into a side headlock, grabs into a set of head scissors, lands a brainbuster. Come my ugly brown flower. Jake says get a table. Brainbusters him on the chair. Oops, did I do that? She smiles sweetly.
B says Braddy's
tough. Diva throws a bear hug and wrapped him up, squeezes him again, smashing his face into her double D's. I hope he suffocates.
Man, if she's going to suffocate guys like that in her matches.
Almost broke the same toenail. Love slides Joey or bull whip. Wow, this match is intense.
Whoop her butt, Joey! Even if you don't win, just whoop her! She likes spanking.
Wiggles her whip. Baby, whip me. Is this a wrestling match anymore? Because I am confused at this point.
I think it's...
Fuck it, whip her.
I developed into a little bit less than a wrestling match.
Fuck it, whip her.
A little bit more.
Do it. Put a little whip out there. Oh, Lord. Waiting on Joey. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Baggy pulls the whip out of the ring. Beast is calling it now. Joey's done.
Come on. Let's go.
Since Baggy wants to get in the middle of that match so much, I think his match shall be next. So it'll be Killer Neptune squaring off against Jake from State Farm.
Okay, Jake from State Farm. Okay, we have a little lady wants to come on the air with us. Shall we bring her on?
Absolutely. I love little ladies.
Here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes right now.
Oh yeah, here she comes right now, the lovely Crushing Kelly Kent. How you doing there, Kelly baby?
Hi, Dinklage. What a wonderful reception.
Hello, Kelly. I don't think I've had you call into our show yet. I'm glad you decided to call in today.
Kelly, if you need it, there, right where you're sitting, if you reach right up underneath there, there is a one of my 45s. I have a tape there especially for special lady guest who Godric will obviously harass. So, I mean, it's right
whoa,
there.
Whoa.
You hush for a second. Kelly, just put your left hand right up under there and you'll be safe. I just use it if you need it.
Bubsy, I ain't harassing anybody. I've got a date for Valentine's Day. Thank you very much.
Bubs, you don't have to worry about me falling for his charms. I happen to be married.
I know, but that doesn't stop him.
Yeah, but you know what? Do you know what kind of powers that I have and how badass I am? I can handle him just fine.
I know. I'm just offering. You know, an extra bit of safety.
Plus, I've got a date for Valentine's Day.
And
dang it.
And don't worry, Bubs. I brought my industrial-sized tranquilizer gun, so I'm all prepared.
Yay!
I'll be the one using it tonight.
And no, Jake, you will not be my Valentine's Day date.
Oh, God. Baggy, don't piss off my mom. You're her woman. Her, duh!
You're her woman. That's right.
You're her woman. Yep, that's exactly right. You got it dead right, Kelly.
We always knew that Tank, he was the one that wore the pants in that relationship.
Oops, I think my mom spiked my ginger ale too much. Oops.
I sure did.
Yes, you did, Mom.
I did.
Sorry.
No, you're not. No, I'm not.
Good to hear your voice.
Hi, nephew.
Okay, and everybody went all freaking quiet. Why?
Oh, he's your nephew? I didn't realize that.
Yep, and he's my nephew. And he's my mama's nephew, too.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, okay? She's my daughter, and he's
yeah,
her nephew. But she calls me mom. She calls me mom, and he calls me auntie. I don't get it.
And
is blind.
I don't know.
It's just the way NCE thinks of me. That's all.
It's weird. Okay. Coos is his mom. You're his aunt, but I'm your mom and his aunt. I'll get it.
Drifty, I'm not that drunk. Don't get too frisky here.
Yeah.
No, there's no point in worrying over it, is there?
So good. Goop squirted in his eye, and he's been stink face. My lord. This match is still going on. Joey is hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. I think I'm gonna prepare the next match. It'll be Killer Neptune taking on Jake from State Farm.
Is Joey taking it? Okay, I guess he's starting his
Killer Neptune, did he change his name to Killer Neptune officially, or...
No, there is a killer Neptune.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Like,
that.
It's like Joey Dream woke up.
Okay.
No, there is a paragon of greatness, and there is a killer Neptune.
Okay.
Yep.
They are actual brothers.
All right. I got you. I understand. I get the picture.
Really? I haven't sent you no picture. I suck at drawing.
I catch my drift. Oh, boy. No, I don't want to see any pictures that you send.
Yeah, I suck at drawing.
So do I. It's really bad. Oh, my God. Have you seen Steffers? She looks amazing. Sorry.
Are you talking Steffers about the new hair in the shop?
Yeah.
I got the new red. I got the new long red hair.
I didn't need new hair.
Well, I'm gonna remain I'm a redhead for life. Well,
there's new hair for you, ladies.
Yep.
Yeah, we got new hair.
Longer blue hair. Zephyr's got the longer blue hair. I got the longer red hair.
I didn't need new hair.
And then there's somebody with both the red and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Did they do anything with the dark hair? Did they make like a better fashionable dark hair, like black hair, or brunette?
Well, they did. I think they did a light brown, a blonde. I think I'll look for you right now, actually.
Yeah, because I remember my friend Little Lilith wanted some sort of a glamour.
Wow. Check out the trash talk between Diva and Joey Green. Apparently, he's like, okay, my brown flower, you may get me this round, but just so you always remember me. And she's like, aw, are you trying to say you have a little crush on Vale, Joey? He has the sexiest valet already. Back off.
Wow.
Okay.
And in our other match, Killer Neptune is absolutely squashing Jake State Farm.
There's long, dark brown hair, and it is pretty. The long, dark hair is pretty. There's long chestnut brown hair. It's pretty.
Ew,
and
Joey
the blonde is pretty, too.
Ew, Joey Green just used ass beads on Diva. Gross.
Ass beads.
Put it away. Put it away.
He like pulled ass beads out and chocks Diva. I'm married and we are hot as you are both ugly. Talking about her and Vale. Jeez.
Someone's got some hate. Actually, the new red hair is not bad, but I'm not spending money on it right now.
Oh, crap. He's like, you remember me, bitch, because now you've been touched by the porn star.
It is nice hair, but I don't.
Yeah, we'll admit, the new look's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, Steffers looks incredible.
Jake is hurting.
Come on, Jakey.
You might need to kiss him better there, Tanky.
I very, very well.
Oh, but Killer Neptune just couldn't make that hip toss work. Can Jake capitalize? Not looking too good, but Kenny.
Come on, Baggy. Baggy, I'm coming. I'm coming. It's not hardcore.
Well, Jake, if your woman's coming, I understand why you're having such a hard time in that match.
Diva just punched Joey Green in his dirty mouth, then shoved the ass beads in his mouth, holding the pillow over his face as he does. Now she's smashing his face into the turnbuckle.
I mean, I know the rated R superstar had the live sex show in the middle of a ring, but it wasn't while he was fighting somebody else.
Well, this is supposed to be like a lingerie pillow fight, but I don't see no pillows being used.
Or
so
lingerie.
He was just smothered with a pillow.
Okay, man. I don't see any lingerie.
Diva's like, F and lube in the ring made me slip. Damn you, Joey.
And Jake from State Farm's really got to take this one by the short and danglies if he's going to win this one.
Oh,
tired from last night from beating the shit out of you.
Possible. I mean, that was not last night, but it's okay. I understand you've got your nights confused. And Killer Neptune takes the first match, finishes the second match first. Congratulations there, Killer Neptune. You move on to the finals to see who takes on Mikey Irish. The other match in that competition will see Paragon of Greatness. Yes, he will get one more chance at redemption as he takes on a tough, tough foe. I mean, this guy is one of the tougher in the ring, and his name is John Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Go, Big Brother!
God, Joey Green's taking his sweet time after that body slam on D.Va.
Yeah, I know. That's why there's already been another match that's already finished.
Maybe he slipped on the lube.
Maybe. He's been squirting that lube a little too much.
Ew. Gross.
The new hair's free, but I have to pay bucks for it. No fair.
Oh, and D.Va just bit his fingers and tried smacking them with her pillow.
Her pillows?
Well, it just says the one, so maybe it was just the left one.
Her
okay.
Naughty pillows?
Could have been.
And it looks like Joey may have taken... Oh, no.
Oh, no?
I spoke too soon.
No.
Joey almost took it from behind.
Oh, God.
That's the way he likes it.
Yeah, that's not
God.
Unusual. That's
nobody
not
wants
unusual.
To see that, please.
Oh. Oh,
damn
but
it.
D.Va misses on the neck scissors.
Oh, crap. I think she may be done.
I think it may just end up going to my pops, who took over the match midway through.
Fine. I want it. I want that, Tim.
Ew.
And he spears lube as he sits on D.Va's face.
Oh.
And he misses the elbow drop.
Come on, D.Va.
He's slipping on that lube, and he's not going for that pin. I don't know why.
Wow.
Meanwhile, John Taylor just missed the hip toss on Paragon of Great Mess. And Paragon of Great Mess decides that he's going to answer back with a flurry of moves. Finishing with the great big bear hug. He wants to hug the life out of John Taylor.
Yes.
And D.Va takes the match.
Thank
That's
you.
That's all there is. There is no more to that match.
She beat the Lubaholic.
And thank you, Dinklage, who has been presenting the different shows that air on this station for us.
Yeah, that's what I do as my duty as a Back to Basics radio host.
Hey, Mom, what type of hair did you get?
I
got
the
long red hair.
Meanwhile, the ladies are busy advertising the new hair in shop. Thank you goes out to the owner and the mods that have put in the work and the effort to bring us some new good-looking gear in the store.
I'm going to be more like my mom's twin. The red hair.
No,
you know what
I
else
the,
I've...
I know. I got the nice red hair. Did you get the nice red hair?
The new long stuff.
Yeah,
hold
the
on,
new nice
hair.
Yeah.
I've got new
hair.
Long stuff.
Oh, God,
it's
do I even want to know, dude? Hell no.
Probably not.
I'll be back. I have to sleep out of my eye.
What can I say? Listening to two beautiful young ladies talk about their long stuff. Just gave me some long stuff.
Find someone who actually wants it. Not me.
Oh, I already have a Valentine's Day date. I already told you this.
Oh, God.
No, your hair's
I don't
different
know
than
how
mine.
To listen.
I noticed a lot of guys are wearing HBK-style pants lately.
Hey, yeah, Molly. And see, they came back in the last shipment of clothes. A bunch of people were wearing the Heartbreak Kid style pants. But now.
You mean those tights?
Yes.
I don't like
yeah,
them.
I got those.
I don't like them.
There are actual suits in the
I
store
cool.
for us guys. And
yeah,
a lot of guys are looking rather sharp.
I've been waiting
suit?
For
wearing his. I'm
Come
wearing
back.
Mine.
Baggy, you better get a suit.
I basically got the heartbreak tights because I happen to have a twin brother named Blade Hart. He's part owner of HDWF, Heart Dynasty Wrestling Federation.
But the heart tights are for the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. His heart is as in Bret Hart.
Well, I'm wearing them.
Oh, yeah, and our hair is not the same. You got the fire engine red. I don't. I got the strawberry blonde.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Oh, God, are we turning Godric on again?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dinklage, at least you're the short person with has more manners.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Not that much of a perv.
No, but I hit on you regularly. I mean...
I'm used to it by now.
Ever
I'm used to it by now, Dinklage.
Has more manners than not. Wow.
I'm used to Dinklage hitting on me by now, but at least he does it as a gentleman.
Oh, you know I love you to pieces.
Love
Kelly.
You too, sweetie.
Did Tank say I needed to get a suit?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, you do.
Does it look like I'm the kind of guy? Does it look like the kind of guy that wears a suit?
Well, maybe the gray suit, the gray suit, or the one, the pink one with the hearts.
Maybe at least.
Well,
for
what else is there? Is there a black one? Is there a black suit?
There is a black suit. I'm wearing it. If you look at Dinklage, you can see me.
Is there a pinstripe?
In a lovely black suit.
At least
not
day,
as such.
Daddy.
There's a blue suit though. Blue, black, gray, and the heart suit.
I guess I'll break down and get a suit.
At least
get
for Valentine's Day.
Get the black one.
Looks like my brother, John Taylor, has put up a defensive position, and he's waiting for POG to get back up from all that offense.
But, Godric, I want to give a shout-out to Killer. That was a hell of a match. I tried to make my comeback, and it was just too late.
Yep. I'm sure it was. You tried your best, didn't you?
But I will be back, and I'm not done yet. This is just one little step backwards, but I'm going to go 2 steps forward, and I'm still going to be in that ring. I will whip somebody's ass still.
And there you go.
Shit, my brother lost.
Damn, that ain't a good night for the family.
Nope, not at all.
I guess we all have to get together and get on the same page.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have temporarily lost Godric Mandevil from the show. He will be back shortly, but the show must go on. We still have our we still have the rest of us here on the call anyway.
Here.
So we'll keep
Godric.
It together. Well,
Godric's here.
Godric.
Yep,
was.
He's still on the call.
Oh no, he's here. He's just we just lost him for the moment. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm on top of it. But we do have Pun. You're still here on the call, right? Where's Pun?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you want to promote your you're going to do a show after this one, aren't you?
Of course I'm going to do a show after this one. It'll be, let's see, EWA Late Night Zone Out will come to you live at 12:30 Eastern AM or 9:30 PM Pacific Standard Time. The word of tonight is friendship. So it's the show half hour after DMW Radio tonight. Join the fun. You can see
friendship.
All
okay.
Our wrestlers.
Friendship? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you like going all namby pamby bullshit on my ass?
Oh no. There's a point behind what I've got to say tonight, and I'm not going to say too much right now, because I don't want to make it a topic on this radio show if you want to make a topic on
okay.
the next one. So,
it's my business would be a pain
it's
to
not,
hear
it's
that.
Not happy rainbow sunshine bullshit. So, if you really want to know, tune in later.
I'll be there.
I'll try.
It's the ship that sails the happiest, the friendship.
No, I've made some good friends. I'm not going
to do that. I'll try to make the next show, but my manager's pretty banged up.
Yeah. His manager's got a broken neck.
I feel so bad for my brother right now. Looking so disappointed.
In my company, EWA, messaged me for an invite in there, too. Yeah, since I'm promoing.
Hey, Pun, is that just hardcore or pretty much all over the board?
There'll be hardcore division there, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Wicked.
Hey, Mom, are you in it?
Yeah.
Pun,
I'm there, too.
Can I get an invite, please?
Of course you can, hon. Not a problem.
Yay!
I'll get on that just
I'm
a
in
second.
There. I'm in there, too, with her.
Yep. Yes.
Actually, she's my tag partner.
Awesome. Well, we're going to do a little bit of business here at the Back to Basics Radio Network. So just bear with us, folks. We're going to let you know a little bit about some of the upcoming shows on this very station.
Radical American Wrestling Federation presents RAWF After Hours with Lord Amadeus and Bugs Anarchist. Saturdays, 10 p.m. on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
All right. Yes. We didn't have that last week. There was no... No. RAWF there was. I'm thinking of Hollywood Rick Brutal. I'm like queuing up the wrong thing, and I'm like, oh, wait, we didn't... Oh, yes, we did.
Hey, Kelly Hun, you have to
yes?
unblock me so I can send you an invite.
Oh, my goodness.
Oops, my bad.
Okay.
Oops.
Okay, what I'll go do is I'll go get you how his name appears on his thingy
Thanks,
so that you
Mom.
Don't have a problem finding him at all. Okay?
Hey, past crap bite me in the ass. Sorry.
Here you go. Look at that. It's going to be there now.
Okey-dokey.
Paragon of Greatness versus Killer Neptune will be the finals of that tournament. To see
and
who takes on Mikey Irish for the title.
Ooh, HRB's here.
Hey, HRB.
Yay!
Hey.
And
which co-host are you smooching?
Me?
Are you sure?
You're
able to talk. I wouldn't be so
him.
Sure.
I smooched my and he smooched me back.
But you're able to talk.
Speaking.
Jim Goods is able to talk. He must be smooching Bale.
Oh.
Ugh.
Aw. HRB's got a killer headache.
Aw.
Well, speaking of HRB.
The Unstoppable Super Show with Hollywood Rick Brutal and Judgment Misfit Icon. Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
And yeah, that's for you there, HRB.
This hey, Pun, it's safe to invite me now.
Okay, I'm back. I already set it up.
Yay!
I'm on the back out on the phone. I gotta go take my meds, and manager's just in pain.
Yeah,
have a good night,
all right,
sir.
Bagwell.
Thank you.
I'll still be on
have
the phone.
Have a good night.
I won't be calling much.
All right,
sweet
fair enough.
Sweet dreams, Bagwell.
Yeah, honey.
And Killin' Neptune is absolutely demolishing Paragon of Greatness.
I'll
catch up with you, Tanky.
Huh?
I'll catch up with you.
Okay.
Okay, so what I missed while I was gone.
Stuff.
Things happened.
You miss stuff. Things happen because of stuff.
I got taken off air by a goddamn pussy.
Dude, that was hard.
Yes, that is the right pussy. She decided that after 2 hours of being on my goddamn computer, she was going to press the goddamn snooze button.
Okay. I have to call in or else my phone's going to hang up on the show. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I do a little bit of promo one real quick?
Absolutely. Why not?
I got it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard, CSWF, Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation, is recruiting storyliners, non-storyliners, monsters, midget, witch doctors, voodoo dolls, and everything in between. 3 weekly shows, tag, and quarterly pay-per-views. We have an awesome roster and some of our roster who have dwelled in the swamp for years. Come on and see if you can outrun our hungry gators. And if you'd like an invite, there is the scene. And even if you're there, just boost the scene. I know John's been there for a long time. He's one of our swamp dwellers. Title holder, been a title holder off and on for a long damn time. And Dinky's there, and Godric's there, and if you can't get a hold of me, just message, the
guy. I'm there.
I'm there.
Kelly's there, Tanky's there, Val
it's like
is
romper
there,
room.
Val holds the title.
If you can't reach...
there. Mike Joey's there, Pun's there. Actually, everybody on the call's on.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's it.
So, I mean, you guys know where it is. You know it's one of those companies to be in. So come over, join Cajun Swamp Wrestling Federation, and woohoo, have fun.
If you can't reach Bubs, there are a few people that you can contact. Ryan Osborne, Coogs, and myself are all capable of sending invites.
Yes, all of my GMs are at the top of that scene. So, just message one of them, and they'll get you in. And then, of course, Saturday night, yes, it is after hours right before Love Hurts pay-per-view and RAWF. You need to be there for this one. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be live from New Orleans, Louisiana, again. Okay, I'm done.
And we've got Killing Neptune kicking the ever-living crap out of Paragon. But Paragon trying to mount a comeback. Also, if you're not in Dangerous Minds Wrestling, give me a shout, and I will happily get you into Dangerous Minds Wrestling.
And if you're not in the loony bin, you should be.
Yeah,
you
why
should
aren't
be committed.
You?
If you're not in the loony bin, you must be crazy.
That's
too
it.
Bad.
Give me a med.
Dinklage already has me on enough meds, so I joined.
There you go. That's right, you know. You don't have to be crazy to join the loony bin, but it helps. So send me a message and I will commit you.
I thought you had to be. Really?
Bubsy, we should go play with wheelchairs in the loony bin.
Cool.
Yeah. Wheelchair races.
We just go wheelchair races and go hit old people. It'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. And there's one more company that should be advertised for. Vacant Vale, you want to do the honors for your company?
Three, two, one.
You must have fallen asleep due to drunkenness. Anyway.
I think he's washing the lube out of his eyes, so.
Trash Co. is hiring. He wants only storyliners. If you're not planning on storylining, he probably doesn't want you in his company. He is very straightforward about that. If you're going to storyline, he wants you there. If you're not going to, then don't bother. If you're in his company, you do have a chance at one of his amazing promo art gifts. And I must say, I'm looking forward to the one that's coming to me.
He does really
nice like, to join his company.
He does great work.
That's like fine art, you know? I mean, it's not even like your typical promo that you get from somebody else. That this is like, you know, handmade, a handmade portrait, like a hand painted portrait.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen one in a while. They are so gorgeous. The ones he did last were, oh my goodness, I was about to get one and he like flew the coop. He went away for so long. So I hope I can win one because I want one.
I wish you luck there, Tanky. I know I'm looking forward to mine. I know they take time to bring out because of the effort that he puts in, but it is well worth the wait. And the Dangerous Minds Radio Championship is on the line. Mikey Irish versus Paragon of Greatness for the third straight week, because Paragon has won his way to the title match, and this will be your last title match should you happen to lose their Paragon. This will be your last title match while Mikey Irish holds the gold should you happen to lose.
Oh, if you haven't seen it yet, look for MD's House of Color Presents Valentine's cards. Oh my God, they are so cute.
I know, I've seen those. They're adorable.
Well, MD does amazing work as well. If you haven't seen my nameplate, you should go look at my nameplate. My nameplate was done by none other than Michaela Doom.
You know, my nameplate, she did my nameplate as well.
Well, there you
go. Mine as well.
Mm-hmm. My point is made. If you haven't seen her artwork, then you're missing out. And Jake Bagwell is apparently doing trading cards. If anyone wants one, hit him up. Jake, I will take one.
I'll also take one.
I want one.
Just generic trading cards for anything?
Mm.
Well, I'll take one. What the hell? Never turned down a free piece of artwork.
Sounds like people should actually inbox him because there's enough people in line for his work already that send him an inbox. That way he doesn't forget that you want some of his work.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, Jake from State Farm is getting old after all.
Oh, what did he say? No, he's not.
No radio silence. Keep talking. I don't
okay.
Talk.
Where the hell is Val?
My show.
Go ahead.
Well, we do have Valentine's Day coming up, and supposedly there's few things going on Valentine's Day. Supposedly, Krull and Best are getting married. Now, I don't know if this is going to actually happen publicly or privately. I've talked to him about it, and he says he's waiting for Krull to make a decision, and he's got to learn not to do that. Because Krull is, you know Krull. She's a bit hard to nail down on any
specific... Wait, who's married?
Thing. Best and Craw, Best of the Best, and Crushing Craw.
Oh,
wow.
I was going to say, don't leave it up to a woman to make the decision because you'll wait all freaking day.
I thought she was already married.
She was to Addy, Addiction.
You know,
oh,
I really other
that's what I was thinking.
But she threw her ring across the feed a few months back. And said, that's it. She's done with Addy forever. Being as he's gone, I suppose she got an annulment or something. And now she's going to marry Best of the Best.
Well, congratulations.
On Thanksgiving. No, on Valentine's Day.
Hey, Clark.
Congratulations.
I like
Clark.
Clark's a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
She's very sweet. I do like Clark. She's a very nice girl. Yeah.
She's adorable.
She gets stripper approval. She does get stripper approval.
One of my favorite people, except she tosses me to Kenta now. Halimau Kenta.
Oh, my.
But what's that? You're supposed to be hooking up with Kenta for
No. She and Kenta tossed me back and forth on the phone.
Oh, okay. You had me concerned there for a second. I thought
you were
switching teams on.
No. Penta's brother's tight ass, maybe.
No,
but not Penta.
Furman.
Oh, my God.
Gets it on the third try. I'm going to tell you right now, next week's title match will be a rematch. Mikey Irish will get his rematch. So the title match for next week is already being slotted, as it will be Mikey Irish versus Paragon of Greatness, round four.
It is being inked as we speak, ladies and gentlemen.
And based on the fact that after three matches already, the two men have put on hell of a great fight.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to seeing next week's match. And Drifty says, wait, what? As his father says, Paragon, I will say congrats. You're one hell of a fighter. Coming from Judgment, that's high praise, considering he was quick on the Paragon of Grape Juice bandwagon, making sure that he knew that he used like 20 power defenses against him.
Mm-hmm.
So that is high praise coming from my fellow Misfit. Speaking of Misfits, tomorrow night, there should indeed be Misfit Radio. Judgment, if you can remind me what time it's supposed to go from and until. I do not recall.
I'll definitely be there, of course.
Well, my notes say it starts at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and I'm assuming it's 90 minutes long. I pasted that in the chat room a little while ago.
Thank you.
Back to Basics Radio presents Misfit Radio with Mistress Doom and 187 and a cast of Misfits, Friday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, if they would have given me the music, because Griff was supposed to give me the music, but if they would have given me the music, I would have made a promo.
Paragon, they were three very close matches. You've got your work cut out for you after being perfect on radio for so long. People are beginning to realize just how tough a challenge you are and aren't taking you for granted anymore. So next week, like I said, we will be seeing Paragon of Greatness versus Mikey Irish, round four. Mikey Irish was the one that took the belt from Paragon of Greatness. And then Paragon of Greatness has now taken the belt back from Mikey Irish. Will the trend continue? Find out next week.
It kind of makes your head spin, doesn't it?
It does.
All that back and forth with the titles. But
correction on the time that the Misfits Radio actually starts. As Mr. 187 said, it starts at 11, not 10:30.
It starts at 11. I will change my notes.
Starts at 11 because Hollywood Rick Brutal's show goes from 9 till 10:30.
Ah, that's right. The city, safe city of heroes.
Indeed.
I gotcha.
So that is the official stance from the Misfit locker room, is we start at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Makes sense.
Oh, my. There's my fucking lube. I found it. After all that inconvenience, I found my lube, you guys. It's okay. I found it.
Oh, my God.
I have my lube. It's safe.
You still have some there after spraying it around?
After spraying it on everyone, of course I still keep another bottle.
Ah, okay. You got another bottle. I thought it was the same bottle. I was going to say that might be empty.
No, I'm going to shove that up friggin' a dumpster boy's ass when I see him.
Oh, now see, Joey, I thought you were out, so I thought we were going to go to the sex toy store again and all that good stuff.
Not yet. We're going
to
have to open
that
week,
actually. So we can't have any excuse to go to the sex toy store.
And
we're gonna
I
go
will
next
try
week,
to
actually,
arrange.
I need new butt plugs.
Okay.
I need new
okay.
butt
I
plugs,
will...
anal beads. I need a whole bunch of new shit. So obviously,
oh,
we have
gross.
To go like next week.
I will try to arrange okay. for our illustrious guest that was supposed to call in tonight to call in next week. So if you love or hate Mike Zodiac, tune in next week because you might just get to hear him live on radio.
Or he might punk out like he did tonight.
Yeah, he might, but let's see if he actually turns up.
And Joey, I hope you enjoy your lube because, like Judgment says,
if you're happy and you want him, grab some lube. If you're happy and you want him, ask him lube.
Oh, hell.
If you're happy and you want him, then your lube will surely show him. Put a smile on his face when you do him. Boop, boop, boop.
I don't know why
oh,
I love
hell.
Him.
Oh, yeah.
I love Judgy.
Oh, hell.
You gotta love Judgy.
I swear,
really?
He inspires me to be a better porn star every time I hear his voice. He just inspires me to do better things with my porn life.
Mm-hmm.
Except, I can't help it, I'm hot, and my husband just totally loves, like, you doing more pornos, which, Bubsy, is actually helping me with my next porno.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Bubsy's going to help me with my next one. She's basically, right now, Bubsy's my manager, because I fired my other one, so I put Bubby as my manager. So now Bubsy's
yep.
my manager.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a really good idea for a porno.
Oh,
you know,
a gay porno.
It's the gay porno version of 12 Angry Men, where you have guys sequestered in a jury sequestered in a room.
I don't
trying
want
to
know
figure out if
the
someone's
dictation.
Guilty or not. It's called Hung Jury. What do you think?
Oh, God.
You just told me in this.
Yeah.
Wait,
did you say
bales in it? No, if bales in it, I will not be in there. I
no,
will
the
not
bailiff.
Be in a smelly dumpster.
Joey, we need to talk to the writer, okay? We just need to talk to the writer and go ahead and have them write up the script.
Mm-hmm. I agree,
I mean,
honey. We'll talk to the writer.
Play the judge and you get to, or the prosecutor, so that means you would have to try out each of these men. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ooh. So, and you have to think about what the crime was too. Why were these 12 angry men sequestered? 12 horny men sequestered in
hell.
Wow,
there's a whole
yeah.
bunch of things that could happen. Like there could be like a fetish going on. There could be like dominatrix shit. There could be. Oh my God, we need to like write this out.
Now, if you're gonna have dominatrix shit, you might want to make sure. Furious Freak Pimpin' is around. I mean, he is the ultimate dominatrix.
Oh, sorry.
Well,
I
was just going to ask Freak and Judgy to join this little thingy. Like, that'd be fun.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Pimpin'. You know, the
pimpin.
Dominatrix.
Oh, no pimples. No pimples. No pimples. No, no.
Well, Judgment, but that's
a dominatrix.
Okay, guys, you got like a minute and a half left.
Yeah.
Time to say goodnight.
Well, Judgment would have to play the judge.
Oh, yeah.
At 12:30, join me and Pun for Late Night Zone Out. Look for my spam.
I'll be there.
I'll come naked.
Of course.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Dangerous Minds Wrestling Radio. We'll see you all next week for another rousing.
Oh, and don't forget, they are looking for a female host. I'm not staying, people. Send
Why?
In your radio
you.
Clip to these gentlemen. Get me the fuck off the air.
Yeah, she's on
Do
too
we
many
need
shows
it
already.
That much?
Yeah, she has been doing a lot of work, and she does want to be replaced.
She even came on Monday on Looney Bin Radio, so... You know, thank
wow.
you, Bubs, but
you got her
but
to
we
come
we,
on Monday.
Yeah, I got her to come
I
on Monday.
I heard that was the one day of the week that she doesn't.
Yeah, and she swung in at the last minute and said, "Let me help you."
No. It was, "Oh shit, I forgot you wanted me to run the damn soundboard." until you could train your new co-host. So don't even sit there and lie like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Night, everybody.
And we're in the after party. And we lost Kelly at the same time.
That's okay. We're not going to be making it a long after party anyway, because we've got Pun Show to attend.
Pun Show. Yep. Good show. Good show, folks.
Always is.
Yep. I can't believe... I've got a great group. I can't believe Val passed out on...
Said out loud about it, but you guys know why I was so quiet.
No, I understand.
Yes, we understand.
There, now me and Jesse have burned stupid-ass Val's stupid-ass sensor. Now I finally burned it again.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll notice until he wakes up.
That's true. He'll have to notice when he wakes up that I went and burned it again. Him and that ugly fucking dead cat thing keeps fucking looking at me. Ugh. With its weird twisted eye. I'm going to have to destroy that thing and hide it. Every time I bring something out, it's just ugly and creepy, and it just should not be around. And no, that cat is ugly. I don't know how the hell he still keeps it around.
Why? Because
where the hell did he get that cat? Where the hell did he get that cat?
From a dumpster. Why, where else would he get a where else would he get a cat from? I mean, you really need to ask where Vale got anything from.
I mean, I think that's where he found my anal beads. I'm pretty sure that's where he found them.
Okay, that's gross.
Ew.
And now Diva has my anal beads around her neck somewhere. I mean,
oh my
God. I told her that.
I thought she shoved them in your mouth.
Did she? I don't remember. I have to read back if she did or not. I don't know if she was expecting to get freaking hit with lube tonight. Okay, is Nightmare Cockhead still on the phone or no?
It's supposed to be.
I'm still
Alicia,
here.
Alicia, are you still here? Okay, that's why you leave the chat.
I'm right here, man.
Good. Now, I was going to ask you, now that I'm around, did you still need my help with all that bologna?
Sure, I'm always open to learning stuff, you know.
Okay, just come find me, and I'll help you out, like I told you.
I mean, so far I've been, you know, learning more and more about this trash talking that I have to put more emotion behind it, get pissed if I have to.
Wait, we got new clothes? When did this happen? I'm completely confused.
A couple hours ago.
How come they don't give us, like, sex suits? Like, that's what I'm waiting for, like, a sex suit to come out, but they never give it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the sex suit to come out, because as soon as it's made, I'm wearing it. Like, I'm totally waiting for them to give it, like, assless chaps or, like, a ball gag or something. Like, give me something kinky to wear.
Really?
Other than the stupid love mask and that ugly suit and that stupid teddy bear, which I think we should make a teddy bear for midgets. Okay, this is what they need to do. Make a teddy bear suit for midgets. So then my son can wear a teddy bear suit, and if anyone tries to hurt him, I'm going to fuck them up. I am tired of every night having to play catch. I think we should just make teddy bear suits for you guys. It'd be so adorable.
You need help.
Like, Dinklage, wouldn't you wear a teddy bear suit? I could totally see you wearing a teddy bear suit.
A teddy bear suit?
I could totally see
you think that much machismo would wear a teddy bear suit?
No, I wore a bunny suit for Easter in 2014 because I was the official wrestler unstoppable leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day. So I made a goof and put myself in a bunny suit for I was going to be the official Easter bunny, but it didn't work.
Now it's time I do what I have to do. Because I've been waiting all fucking day to do this, so now I'm going to do it. And I'm going to probably get some shit out of this, but I don't give a fuck. I'm doing it. Okay. And you are now out of my life.
Who? Me?
Well done.
It's done. I'm doing it right now.
Well,
I can't
done,
do it anymore. It needs to be done.
Who? What?
Okay. Wow.
The former misfit. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm Sam.
No worries. I understand.
Doesn't take rock scientists to figure that one out.
You mean the former misfit? Oh.
Crikey. Are you sure you wanted to stop being the fan of this wrestler? You're going to... Yes.
Crikey,
I have
somebody's
to. Goodbye. And now I have to go fire him.
Mm-hmm.
Since I already talked to Beast, I went and talked to Beast about this already. I told him what I was doing. So this is my company, but I had to run it over with my GM so he didn't get pissed off at me. So I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm probably going to get heat for this in like 5-10 minutes and someone's probably going to be in my inbox and try to bitch me out for doing it. But I don't give a fuck. Are you sure you wanted to fire Lincoln? Yes. There. I did it. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free.
Free. Free. Ball and I'm a ball.
No more bullshit. Free.
Free as a bird.
And it's free. Free balling.
Yes. Okay, now I'm putting back on No, I don't want to put on clothes. No, thank you. I'm staying naked. I was going to put on clothes.
Hey, guys, I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Love you too, Joey. Bye-bye.
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 Okay. Should I wear the sexy red one? Yes, I'll wear the sexy red one for today.
I have maple butter tarts. I'm a fucking
game. I feel like I should wear Halloween stuff for Valentine's Day. That's what I'm going to do instead. I'm going to wear all Halloween stuff.
Did you just say maple butter tarts?
Yes.
Where are mine?
I don't know, man. These are fucking kids. They're square, too. They're awesome.
Well, I live in the same country as you, so you better have them sent. Some of them sent to me.
Yeah.
Okay, where are...
Well, I'll be checking the mail daily.
Oh, Halloween care.
Fucking good. Really fucking good. Don't even know. Oh, wow.
Yo.
You should join me and put on all Halloween gear with me and just wear it around for Valentine's Day.
No, I've got a date for Valentine's Day. I'm going to be wearing a suit.
I'm not. I'm going to be in complete Halloween gear.
I have suit.
I may be an asshole, but I've got to look good for my date.
I just had somebody ask me. I just had somebody ask me if Ricky Hot Rock was my alt. Oh.
Ew.
I'm going to get sick.
What?
Oh, no.
Mrs. Luzon Warrior Queen Falcon.
Ew, you are not sticky cocksock.
Gross.
Asked you if you were Ricky's alt, really?
You've got a brain.
Yeah, no, I mean, Jesus. I can't even mention his name to her. I just said, no, ew, disgusting. What never made you think of that?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's fucking unthinkable is what it is.
Oh, wait. Why did I get
Anyways, let's drop that topic because he's not here to defend himself. And if I'm going to insult somebody, I'd like them there to try to defend themselves at the very least.
Why am I getting messages?
Consider it dropped.
No, I
am actually at the point where if I'm going to insult anybody, even my worst enemy, I want them there so that they fucking hear what I've got to say. I don't care if you're Max Payne. I don't care if you're Concrete Crusher Payne. I don't care if you're Stranglefart. You know?
That's
I've got an issue with you. I want you on my show so that I can tell you straight up.
Yay.
Just hope that you'll try to defend yourself and I'll shut you down hard.
You know, shit.
All right, Godric, let's say we end the show here.
Considering we've got a lot of dead air, I think that is a marvelous idea.
So 10 seconds of silence. I think it's time to end the episode. So thank you for all the people who have are listening in on the replay. You can actually have the great pleasure of hearing the after party.
Yay.
So you want to say goodbye, everybody?
Goodbye,
everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.